我们来看圣经里面怎么样说这位约翰。
Let's read about what the Bible says about this John.
圣经说有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
Okay, John chapter 1, starting from 6. There came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John.
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe.
见证这个字事实上是在法律上所用的一个词句。
So testify we often use in the court of law.
所以在法庭上的时候呢，会召集一些的人来做见证。
So in the court, we'll have some witnesses to come in and testify.
他们在做见证的时候呢，会关系到另外一个人他的生死，或者甚至他的利益，或者是他的名誉。
So the testimony is closely related to the other person.
那个做见证的人，他只能讲一件事情。
So all they can say is one thing.
他所讲出来的事情，一定是他自己亲眼看见、亲耳听到、亲身体验的事情。
So what he said, it has to be something that he has seen, heard, or have known.
这位约翰，施洗约翰呢，来到是为这位耶稣来做见证。
So John's job is to testify concerning Jesus.
第八节说，他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
Verse 8, he himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light.
我们在做见证的时候，要知道我们的位置在哪里。
So when we testify, we have to know our position.
我们不是那个光。
We're not the light.
所以光彩呢，不应该在我的身上。
So all the glory are not supposed to be ours.
如果有的人做见证，见证到最后的时候，让人觉得他很光荣。
So if after our testimony, all the people think, "Hey, you are the great."
这个就不是见证的方式。
And that's not the way that we should do our testimony.
我们所做的见证呢，是为着这个光来做见证。
Our testimony is concerning the light.
让人能够看的朝向光。
So other people might through our testimony believe.
约翰为耶稣做见证，他喊着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.
这句话如果在人的理智来讲的话，是讲不通的。
So by our understanding, it doesn't make sense.
他说在我以后来的，那事实上耶稣是在他六个月以后才出生的。
So he said the one come after me, actually Jesus was born 6 months after John.
结果他反成了在我以前的。
But he has surpassed me.
因为他本来在我以前。
Because he was before me.
所以在人的理智的时间的观念里面呢，这个是讲不通的。
So in our mind, it doesn't make sense.
所以这个是超越人的时间的观念。事实上他讲到了这位耶稣呢，他是亘古永恒的。
So it's beyond our concept of time. So it means Jesus is eternal.
所以他不受人的时间的控制约束。
He will not confined by human time.
约翰所做的见证记在下面：犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”
Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was.
事实上，施洗约翰是在很偏远的郊外约旦河边。
So John was baptized actually in a deserted area by the River of Jordan.
那从这个京城啊，耶路撒冷啊，有专门管宗教的祭司跟利未人呢，不远千里啊，跑到约旦河的旁边来问他说：“你是谁？”
So there are Levites and priests. They come far away from Jerusalem to Jordan River to ask him who he was.
事实上，在那个时代来讲，400年的时间已经过去了，犹太人没有听到上帝的声音。
So during that period of time, it's been 400 years since the last prophet. The Jewish people have not heard from God.
所以当时的人都到圣殿去，希望从那里听到神的声音。
So everybody goes to the temple, wants to hear the word of God.
但是事实上，他到圣殿以后很失望，他们听不到神的声音。虽然那边有祭司，那边有利未人。
So, however, there are priests and Levites, they still can't hear the voice from God.
结果在那个很偏远的河边呢，有一个人在那里传讲的时候，大家就蜂拥而去。
So when there is one preaching the word of God, even in the deserted area, people are just swarming to him.
那当然，这些人跑掉的时候，最紧张的是谁呢？
So who feel the most pressure?
那当然是教会里面的牧师啊。
And of course the priests and Levites.
因为人都跑光了。
Because nobody comes to them anymore.
所以他们就派了人去调查，说到底是什么原因，是什么人能够把这样的事情做一个转变呢
？So that's why they send people to this person and find out what's going on there.
我们接下来要看到这些人跑到这些宗教人士跑到河边去以后呢，问了四个问题，都是说你是谁。
So let's see, all these priests and Levites asked John four times who he was.
第一个问题说你是谁的时候，施洗约翰回答说，他明明的说，并不隐瞒，他说我不是基督。
First time when they asked him who he was, he said he did not fail to confess, but confess freely, I'm not the Christ.
事实上，犹太人整个的旧约的历史一直在等，就在等那位弥赛亚要来。
So in Jewish community, through the whole Old Testament, all they're waiting for is that Messiah.
弥赛亚事实上就是基督的意思。
And that means Christ.
所以他们如果一发现，即使到今天，犹太人也是一样。如果他们听到说哪一个人嘴巴所出来的话真的是从神那里来的时候，他们一定心里面会问说：“你是不是就是那位弥赛亚？”
So even nowadays, if there are some people heard somebody saying words from God, they would wonder if that's the Messiah.
他们的心真的是在等候。
They are really waiting.
所以他们听到说有人跑到约旦河边，因为那里说有神的话从那地方传出来，所以他们一来第一个问题说你是谁？因为施洗约翰一看他们的脸就知道他们的脸带着那种盼望、那种期望来问的。
So when there's people saying there's somebody by the Jordan River preaching the word of God, so they come to him and John knows what they're expecting.
弟兄姐妹，你我也要做耶稣基督的见证人。
And brothers and sisters, you and I, we are going to testify concerning Jesus too.
如果有的人跑到这里来，带着一种渴慕的心，认为你是不得了的人物的时候，你第一个回答的是什么？
So if people come towards you, and which your first response should be?
你要很清楚地表明我不是基督。
So you have to tell them clearly, I am not the Christ.
也就是说，你不要把盼望放在我的身上。
So don't put your expectations on me.
我不可能做你的救主。
I can't save you.
这个是我们今天借着施洗约翰的见证，我们来看我们的位置在哪里。
So that through John's testimony, we will see where our position is.
所以你可以想象，这一批宗教人士赶到这里来的时候，他反倒没有这样遮遮掩掩的、很明白的说：“我不是基督。”
So let's see when the Levites and priests come to him, he confessed freely that he was not the Christ.
今天倒有不少人很愿意让人家觉得他大概就是基督。
And there are some people among us nowadays, and they're hoping that people will think he is a Christ.
不过这些宗教人士发现说他已经明讲他不是基督的时候，我想他们的心里面就松了一口气。
So I think they feel the oldest priests and Levites feel relieved that when they found out John was not the Christ.
结果第二个，他们又问他说：“这样，那你是谁呢？”
And then they ask him, "Then who are you?"
所以是第二个问题，你是谁？还是问你是谁？
And then the second time they ask him who he was.
他们就来不及啊，他们就替他回答了。他说：“那你是以利亚吗？”
So they guess, ask him, "Are you Elijah?"
他说：“我不是。”
He said, "I'm not."
他问了，再接下来问说：“那是那个先知吗？”
So are you the prophet?
他回答说：“不是。”
He said, "No."
为什么他们会问这个宗教人士会问这两个问题呢？
Why all the priests and Levites would ask him these two questions?
因为这个是有旧约的圣经的依据的。
Because it's come from the Old Testament.
在旧约的最后一卷书啊，马拉基书啊，马拉基呢在那里说预言。
So in the last book of Old Testament, in the book of Malachi, Malachi prophesied about.
我刚才已经提到了马拉基书，一直到耶稣来呢，这中间就是四百年。
So from Malachi to Jesus. in between their 400 years.
这四百年间呢，再也没有神的话传给百姓。
And during this 400 years, there's no more words from God.
而且马拉西最后的一章呢，最后几节呢，这里讲到说，看哪、啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
So in the end of the book of Malachi, it says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes."
所以犹太人一直在那等说，如果有以利亚一出现的话，那下面大而可畏的日子就来了。
So all the Jews are expecting, saying, thinking if Elijah comes, and then everything's coming.
所以有不少的犹太人把他们的儿子取名叫做以利亚。
So a lot of Jewish people named their sons Elijah.
他们很希望我的儿子来了以后。大而可畏的日子就跟进来了。
And they hope after the sun comes, and there will be the days of the Lord.
所以这批宗教人士呢，是根据四百年前那个预言来问说：“你是以利亚吗？是那个以利亚吗？”
So based on the 400 years old prophecy, they asked John if he was the Elijah.
他说：“我不是。”
He said, "I'm not."
接下来他们来问说：“那你是那个先知吗？”
And then they ask, "Are you the prophet?"
这是摩西在《生命记》里面的预言。
So this is a prophecy from Moses recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
耶和华你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知，像我，就像摩西，你们要听从他。
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him.
所以他们问他说：“你是以利亚？”他说：“不是。”所以他们在确认是不是那个摩西所预言的那个先知呢？
So when they ask him if he's Elijah, he said no. So then they want to verify if he is the prophet that set by Moses.
所以这一群人从耶路撒冷来的人，这群人都是有备而来的。
So all the people who come from Jerusalem questioning John, they have all prepared.
他们要查他是不是就是那位基督。
And then they want to verify if John was of Christ.
或者是以利亚。
Or Elijah.
或是那先知。
Or prophet.
接下来这。两个问题，你是谁？他们觉得还不能满意。
So after those two, who are you questions, they're still not satisfied.
接下来，于是他们说：“你到底是谁？他叫我们好回复猜我们来的人。
”And finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us."
这个时候，他们就把他们自己的任务、他们的身份、自己的动机就暴露出来了。
Now they show their motive.
他们是有任务来的
and they have a task.
是来这边办一桩事情的
and then they come to, do one thing.
所以他们说你到底是谁
so they ask him, who are you?
他们问完这个问题发现对方没有什么动静所以他接下来第四个问题说那不然你自己说你是谁
so after that they ask again who do you say about yourself?
这时候施洗约翰说我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说修直主的道路正如先知以赛亚所说的
And John replied in the words of Isaiah and the prophet I am the voice of one calling the desert make straight the way for the Lord
这里讲到以赛亚的预言
So here we're talking about the prophecy from Isaiah
因为以赛亚说以赛亚的预言里面说将来有一位呢出现的时候呢会在旷野里面呢他会在那里呼喊说修直主的道路
Because Isaiah said, there will be a voice calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord.
这里我们就看见这些从耶路撒冷所派来的宗教人士呢，他们问了四个问题。
So we'll see all these four questions was asked by all the priests and Levites.
就是四次都是一样的问题，你是谁
？All four questions the same. Ask John who he was.
弟兄姐妹，我们做主耶稣的见证人。如果人来问我们说我们是谁的话，我们看约翰怎么样回答。
So if people come to us and ask who we are, let's learn from John, see how we should answer this question.
我们接下来看这些宗教人士问完这个问题以后，想了解他是谁呢？他们发现最后他的答复呢是旷野的一个声音。
So after all the questions they asked John, they find out John was the voice that's calling in the desert.
接下来他们用第二个方式来问他。
And then they ask him use a different way.
他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
So the Pharisee who has been sent questioned him, why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?
也就是这批人呢，第一个想知道你是谁。
So first they want to know who he was.
四次的问了以后呢，发现就是这么样的一个答案。他说他是旷野的一个声音。
And after four times trying, they only got an answer that he's the voice calling the desert.
他们在这里好像捞不到什么东西。
And then they are not satisfied.
所以他们接下来问了一件事情，就是说，那你做什么？或者是我们中国话说，你干啥了？
And then they ask him the second question, "What are you doing?"
施洗，约翰回答说，我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的。
But John answered, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know."
也就是说，你问我我做什么，我就是用水给人施洗的。
So that means you ask me what I'm doing. His answer is.I baptize with water.
接下来说，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
And then he said, he is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie.
也就是说，你们问我在做什么，我告诉你，我来是给人施洗的。
So you ask me what I'm doing, my job is to baptize people with water.
但是你们不要看我的工作，我在给人家做这件施洗的工作，你们要看在我后面来的那一位。
But don't look at me baptizing people, but you have to focus on the one who come after me.
我给他解鞋带我都不配，没有资格的。
And I'm not worthy to untie his thong.
在那个时候的习俗里面呢，做奴隶的呢，主人回到家的时候呢，就过下去呢，帮他把鞋带解开，让他能够进到家来。
So actually, in the ancient time, it's slaves' job to untie their master's shoes.
这是奴隶里面呢，倒数第二阶层的奴隶。
So this is the second lowest level from the bottom.
但是施洗约翰说，我连这个第二层的奴隶的资格呢，我都还达不到。
But John said, I'm not even worthy of this.
或许你们也想知道，那最低的奴隶是呢，怎么样的呢？
So we want to know what's at the bottom in the slave community.
最低的奴隶呢，就是当另外一个奴隶把他鞋子解开以后呢，另外一个奴隶就拿水过来，跪下来为他洗脚了，那个就是最低的奴隶。
So the lowest level is after the one untied the shoes for the master, he bring a basin of water and wash his master's feet.
这位就是我们的耶稣。
And this is our Jesus.
他跪下来为他的门徒来洗脚。
And he knelt down and washed all the disciples' feet.
但是施洗约翰说，我做解鞋带的那个奴隶的层次呢，我都不配的。
But John said, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼施洗约翰的地方做的见证。
So this all happened at Bethany on the other side of Jordan, where John was baptizing.
好，所以施洗约翰所面对的这一群人是从官方从耶路撒冷派来调查他的人，他们问的就事实上就两件事情，一个你是谁，第二个你做什么。
So what John are facing are the group of people who sent from Jerusalem, priests and Levites come to investigate him, and they ask two questions. The first one is who he is, and second one is what he is doing.
你有没有发现一件很微妙的事情？
Do you find something that's interesting here?
他们来到这里呢，对耶稣呢一点兴趣都没有。
They come over here, have no interest whatsoever in Jesus.
他们盯着的就是这个施洗约翰。
All they focus on John the Baptist.
所以这一群人事实上他们心并不是愿意亲近主的。
So all the hearts of this group of people, they don't want to be close to the Lord.
所以他们很有兴趣的地方呢，都不是在耶稣身上的。
So all their interests are not in Jesus.
他们喜欢找一些人的其他的枝枝节节的东西，他们的兴趣就在这个范围而已。
Well, they're trying to find it something about John.
所以施洗约翰给他们的答复好像雾中啊，在看花，看不到东西的。
So what the answer John gave to them for them it's very confusing.
但是接下来我们看见有一群人是施洗约翰他所要传递信息做见证的人。
And see, we'll see a group of people who John will pass the testimony to.
隔一天次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以他看到耶稣的时候呢，他就为他做见证。
So when he sees Jesus, he testified concerning him.
他说看啊，他就把指向他了。
He says, Look, and he pointed at Jesus.
这是上帝的羔羊。
This is the Lamb of God.
他是来背负世人你我的罪孽的。
He is one who's going to take away the sin of the world.
这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
So this is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
弟兄姐妹，这是施洗约讲的第三次了。
This is the third time John said that sentence.
弟兄姐妹，我们一个为主做见证的人，一定要记住这句话。
So, brothers and sisters, when we testify concerning the Lord, let's remember this sentence.
他是亘古永恒的。
He is eternal.
我是短暂的。
I am temporal.
他是属天的，我是属地的。
He belongs to the heaven, and I belong to the earth.
这个是我们做见证人知道，我其实就是那么一点点而已。
So this is we should know. We just this tiny little voice.
我所能做的见证就是那么一刹那而已。
And all I can do is in this period of time.
所发生在我身上的见证呢，只是那一刹那的东西而已。
And everything happened to me is just temporary.
有的时候我发现，人在做见证的时候，好像焦点跟中心点是在他。
Sometimes I realize when people testify, the focus is on themselves.
好像我的见证很了不起。
And thinking, my testimony is.Wonderful.
很伟大
and it's great.
你们都看我
and look at me.
在这里，施洗约已经很清楚地告诉我们，那在我以后来的，事实上他在我以前，他本来就在我以前，因为他是永恒者。
And here John clearly told us that the one we're testifying is, however, come after him has surpassed him because he was before him.
一个短暂的，一个暂时的，却能够为永恒来做见证，这是何等大的福分！
One that's temporary can testify concerning the one that's eternal.
接下来他说，先前我不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
And then he said, I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里看到施洗约身上发生的事情，其实在你我身上也会发生的。
So look what happened to John, it will happen to us.
他说我以前不认识他。
He said I did not know him.
但是你就觉得奇怪啊，他们不是亲戚吗
？So we will be wondering, you know, I think they're relatives.
但是事实上，肉身的认识呢，跟属灵的认识是不一样的。
So it's different between we're knowing him physically or knowing him spiritually.
他在这里讲到我先前不认识他，这个意思是讲在属灵上呢，我以前我不认识他的。
So he said I did not know him. That means.In spirit, he did not know Jesus before.
如今我来用水施洗。
So now I'm baptizing with water.
也就是说，我在灵里面我还不认识他，但是我在这里侍奉。
So, however, I don't know him spiritually, but I'm serving him.
我在侍奉的里面呢，我才开始认识啊，原来他就是这位。
And during my service to him, I start to realize, oh, that is the one.
这个时候他才明白说，哇，我这个。微不足道的人跑到这么荒郊野外的河里面，这么多人跑来，原来是他的意思。
So and then he realized me, small as a human, and baptized in this deserted area, it's all because of him.
不是因为我施洗约翰多伟大。
It's not because of me.
原来是他的计划里面，我只是被放在那个地方，我应该站在那个位置上，好好的侍奉这位上帝。
But that's his plan that I stand here and serving him.
我们侍奉主侍奉久了以后，慢慢自己就把膨胀起来了。
So sometimes after serving you, the Lord for a long time, we kind of boast ourselves.
没有我，好像这个事情做不来的。
It's like you can't do it without me.
上帝一定必须要用我才可以。
And it feels like God need me.
但是这位施洗约翰，他在侍奉中才发现，原来我的位置只有这么一点点。
So and then John find out during the service to the Lord, and he said, find he's.
如果按人的理智来看这位施洗约翰的话，他事实上他的事业已经达到巅峰状态了。
So from our human eye, and John at this time, so to speak, he was at the top of his career.
你来想一想看， 在耶路撒冷的圣殿，那个建筑多辉煌。
And let's imagine the temple in Jerusalem.
那边所有的宗教的仪式全套都在那里。
And all the Levites and the priests.
他在旷野的河边，连一个房子都没有。
And then he's just by the desert, by the Jordan River.
竟然那么多人会跑到那边去河边找他。
But in turn, there's so many people came to him.
这个不是一个很伟大的事业吗？
Isn't that a wonderful job for him?
岂不是使约翰可以好好为自己来做见证吗？
Or can he testify about himself?
你看我的能力多强。
You see how strong I am.
我可以吸引多少的人来。
See how much people I can attract.
他说如今我来用水施洗是为了要叫他显明给以色列人。
But here he said, I baptize with water that he might be revealed to Israel.
他就好像我们在旅途当中的路边的一个小小小的路标。
So he's just like a road sign.
他指向目的地。
He points to the destination.
你记不记得我们人一走过路标以后我们就把路标忘记了。
So do you remember after we pass a road sign, you just forget about it?
我们为耶稣做见证的时候，是不是人家觉得我们只是一个路标而已
？So when we testify concerning Jesus, will other people think we're just a road sign?
这是一个做见证人应该要知道的。
This is something we should know.
约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。”
Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down.From heaven as a dove and remain on him.
这里施洗约翰说是我亲眼看见的。
So here John said, I saw it with my own eyes.
所以我在审判的台前，我做这样的证，做这样的见证。
So I can testify.
我看见一件事情，圣灵像鸽子一样，结果降下来，降下来是降到他身上去了。
So what he saw is I saw spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
这句话的意思就是说，上帝的灵从上面从神而来，住在他的里面。
So what it means, the Spirit of God come down from heaven and remained on Jesus.
上帝的灵在他的里面，所以他上帝的所事、所思、所说、所行，都显明是上帝。
So that's because he has the Spirit of God. So what he does, what he says, is all from God.
所以他在这里见证，就是说他就是上帝。
So here John testified that Jesus is God.
因为圣灵住在他里面。
Because the Spirit of God remained on him.
接下来他在做见证说，我先前不认识他，他已经讲了多次的，我不认识他，以前我不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上？那位就是用圣灵施洗的。
Here he said, I would not have known him. He had mentioned that quite a few times, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
刚才讲到他见证说圣灵是住在他里面。
So he testified that Holy Spirit remained on Jesus.
所以他是神的彰显。
That's why he is expression of God.
我可以做见证。
And I can testify that.
接下来第二个见证说什么？他说他用圣灵给人施洗。
And second one, he said he will baptize people with Holy Spirit.
一个牧师只能给人用水施洗。
So as a pastor, can only baptize with water.
但是有人说，有的牧师说他可以用圣灵给人施洗。
But some pastors said they could baptize with Holy Spirit.
这里施洗约翰已经很清楚告诉我们。
And here John the Baptist tells us
clearly. 谁能够用圣灵给人施洗呢
？Who can baptize with Holy Spirit？
也就是在这里，我们看见可以用圣灵给人施洗的那位，他能够把生命、神的生命传递给他。
So the one who can baptize you with the Holy Spirit also can pass on the life to you.
不但见证他是神的彰显，圣灵住在他里面。
It's not only him; he's the Lord, and the Holy Spirit lives in him.
圣灵住在他里面
，and Holy Spirit remains on him.
不但住在里面，圣灵还能够借着他临到人的身上。
It's not only remains on him, he can also pass on the Spirit to other people.
神的灵就能够将神的生命传递给人。
So the Spirit of God can give people the life.
所以我们说，我们信耶稣，就是你若领受了耶稣的施洗，他圣灵向你施洗的时候，你就得了永生。
So that's why we say when we receive Jesus baptized into His name, and we have eternal life.
所以施洗约翰在这里说：“我看见了，这是我的见证，就证明这是神的儿子。”
And John said, "I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God."
所以我们看见施洗约翰的见证里面，他站的位置，我们应当知道我们应该如何来为耶稣做见证。
So through John's position in testifying concerning Jesus, we should learn about ourselves, how we should testify.
所以这里有两个部分，一个是见证人，一位是主耶稣。
The other one, there's two person. One is the person given the testimony. The other one is the Lord Jesus.
我们是愿意为主耶稣做见证，因为是他的吩咐。
We testify concerning the Lord because that's His order.
主，我们刚刚一读的经文里面，他说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力。”
So we read the Bible verse 1, the Spirit on you, you will receive power.
所以我们就要在圣经里面，耶稣说：“你们就要从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。”
You will tell people about me in Jerusalem, all Judea.Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
做我的见证人。
To be my witness.
所以我们知道，一个见证人从施洗约翰的身上，我们来看见一个见证人应该当站的位置是什么。
So we'll learn our position from John the Baptist.
他经历了四次，人家一直好奇想问他说你是谁。
He experienced four times when people asked him who he was.
在他当时来讲的话，他是如日中天的话，他倒可以很自然的可以说他自己的不得了的地方。
Well, when he is at the top of his career, he really could tell them about himself.
弟兄姐妹，如果有人很好奇想知道你是谁的话，你在这样的时候，你为耶稣做见证的时候，你应该用什么方式来回应呢？
So when people come to you and interested about you, and then how will you testify concerning Jesus?
他的回答说：“我。”只是旷野的一个声音而已。
But he said, "I'm only the voice in the desert."
声音出现了就没了。
And the voice appears and it's gone.
而且他说，我只是在旷野的声音。
And he said, "I'm a voice in the desert."
在旷野的地方，你知道是不会有回音的。
You know, in the desert, there is no echo.
这是一个见证人应该站的位置。
That's our position as a.
当你知道我只不过是旷野呼喊一下就过去的一个声音的时候，你就知道你要怎么样做见证。
So we'll realize that we are just a voice when we said something and it will be gone.
当人很有兴趣说你做什么的。
And when people ask what you're doing.
施洗约翰给我们的回答说：“我只是一个奴仆，连解鞋带都不配的奴仆。”
And then John's reply is, "I'm just a slave. It's not worthy to untie the Lord's shoes."
弟兄姐妹，如果我们是一个奴仆，还有什么地方可以为自己夸口呢？
So, brothers and sisters, if you think ourselves as a slave, what can we boast about ourselves?
所以我们要知道，一个见证人，当人问你是谁的时候，你要知道，你只不过是旷野的声音。
So when people ask you who you are, you know that you're just a voice in the desert.
如果人想知道你在做什么的话，你要知道我只是主耶稣的一个奴仆而已。
So when people ask you what you do, you will know that you are only a slave of Jesus.
我们应当把焦点快速的转移到耶稣基督的身上来。
And we should switch the focus to Jesus.
我们怎么样为耶稣做见证呢？
How do we do that?
这是应该做见证人重点在这个地方。
This is our focus.
耶稣在他身上的见证就是两件事情。
So testify concerning Jesus are two things.
第一个是死的执事。
The first one is the ministry of death.
这是耶稣他的工作，他的执事就是死。
That's what Jesus come here for.
所以他是上帝的羔羊。
So he is called the Lamb of God.
从圣经创世纪一直到启示录，这里面就看见这一只羔羊的痕迹。
So we can see the Lamb of God from the book from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
在创世纪里面，我们看见 亚当和夏娃犯罪了以后，耶和华神为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
So we can see in the book of Genesis, after Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
这也就是说，神所造的伊甸园那么样的美丽的，第一次出现流血的事情。
So that's in the beautiful Garden of Eden. That's the first sacrifice.
有一个生命被取去了。
A life was taken.
他的血流出来了。
And blood.
那是从亘古的时候神就已经预备的那一只羔羊。
And then from the ancient time, Lord have already prepared the lamb.
所以用这个动物的皮子就做成一个衣服，把他们遮盖起来。
So the Lord had made the garment of skin for Adam and Eve and covered them.
所以当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候，他大声的宣告说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。”
So when John see Jesus, he say, "Look, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world."
等到了启示录的时候，使徒约翰呢，他看见宝座上有一个书卷在那里。
So, recording the book of Revelation, and John saw there is a scroll.
但是呢，却没有任何人可以打开那个书卷。
But there's nobody could open it.
所以使徒约翰就带着大哭。
So he wept.
所以长老就对他说：“不要哭啊，犹大支派的狮子啊，大卫的根，他能够展开那个书卷。”
So then one of the elders said to him, "Do not weep. See the line of tribe of Judah, the root of David, who is triumphed and is able to open the scroll and its seals."
有资格来打开这个书卷呢，是大卫的狮子。
So who is able to open is the line of Judah and the root of David.
当使徒约翰转身一看的时候，他看见了，却是一只羔羊站立在那里，像是刚刚被杀过的。
But when John turned around, what he saw is he saw a lamb looking as if it's been slain.
当使徒约翰说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊。”
So when John the Baptist says, "Look, the Lamb of God."
从创世纪一直到启示录，就是这只羔羊。
From Genesis to Revelation is this Lamb of God.
他来承担你我的罪孽，背负在他的身上，所以他必须尝死味。
He will take away the sin of yours and mine and the world, so he has to die.
所以我们的见证，我们为耶稣来做见证，我们来见证他是那位上帝的羔羊，他必须被杀。
So when we testify concerning Jesus, we should tell people he's the Lamb of God and he will die for our sins.
所以施洗约翰在约旦河给人家施洗的时候，他在那里宣告说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
So when John the Baptist baptizing people at the Jordan River, he said, "Repent, because the kingdom of God is near."
所以他为人施洗，把人放到水里面去。
So he baptized people, put people in the water.
这个就是死的执事。
And this is the death.
让旧人死了。
That the old person die.
但是耶稣的侍奉不是停在这里。
But that's not all Jesus' ministry.
他还有一个活的执事。
And he has a ministry of life.
他是上帝的儿子。
He is a son of God.
他能够传递神的生命。
He will pass on the life of God.
因为圣灵住在他里面。
Because the Spirit lives in him.
他能够用圣灵给人施洗。
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他把神的生命赐给人。
He will give you the life of God.
让人能够得到永生。
And let you to have eternal life.
让他来经营这个新的人。
Let him manage the new person.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要为耶稣做见证，我们要知道这就是我们要把握住的地方。
So when we testify concerning Jesus, let's remember those two things.
在这个里面我们看不见见证人。
Here we can't see the person who's testifying.
我们只看见耶稣基督。
We only see Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当知道怎么样为主耶稣做见证。
And brothers and sisters, hope everybody will know how to testify concerning Jesus.
他是上帝的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他是上帝的儿子。
And he is a son of God.
当我们为他做见证的时候说，这只羔羊为我的罪舍命在十字架。
When we testify, we should say that's the Lamb of God who died for me.
他把永远的生命赏给了我，圣灵在我里面。
So through him, I may have eternal life and the Spirit of God.
愿主的灵帮助我们为他做见证。
May the Spirit of God help us to testify concerning him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你既为我们舍了生命，这么大的恩典，我们怎能不述说呢？
And how can we not express the gratitude because you died for us?
主啊，我们愿意成为你的见证人。
And Lord, we're willing to testify concerning you.
愿圣灵降在我们身上。
Let the Holy Spirit be on us.
让我们得着能力。
And give us power.
将耶稣高举起来。
And lift up our Lord Jesus.
耶稣是我的羔羊。
And Jesus, the Lamb of God,
为我舍命
and died for me.
耶稣也是上帝的独生儿子
and Jesus is the Son of God.
他将神儿子的生命赏给了我
and he gave me his life.
让我得着神儿子的生命来为他做见证
so that I have eternal life and could testify concerning him.
主啊，帮助我们跨过周围这些的障碍
Oh Lord, help us.
不需要计较我是谁
and not thinking about who we are.
不需要计较我做什么
and not thinking about what we're doing.
我当计较的是那位上帝的羔羊
and all we need to know is the Lamb of God.
那位上帝的儿子
the Son of God.
给我们力量吧
give us strength and power.
跨出去为你来做见证
and go out to talk to people about you.
所以求主帮助我们
help us Lord.
奉耶稣的名
in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Let us all rise and sing hymnal 62, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
请大家站立，我们唱62首，依靠主永远的膀臂。
We are going to sing 62, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine.